Last time we started talking in the halacha shiur about the halacha of bishul b'shabbos, so I'd like to continue our discussion. We mentioned last time that there's a halacha that ain't bishul achar bishul b'davar yavish, that you can't have bishul after bishul. Once you have a vashal a davar yavish, you have a vashal solid food, then you're not going to violate the issur bishul on Shabbos if you have a vashal it again. When it comes to a davar lav, when it comes to a liquid, so that's a machlokas rishonim and a machlokas mechaber amah and a paskin. We talked about it. Rama says lemaisa lemekel unless nitzdanim legamri lemekel to assume that there's no problem. We describe the two ways of looking at that. That lemekel unless nitzdanim legamri. If nitzdanim legamri, then we assume that yesh bishlach habishul b'davar lach and there would be a problem. There's another very important machlokas in the Rishonim related to bishlach habishul. That is actually not the case of bishul achar bishul, but bishul achar afir or bishul achar tzli. Let's say you bake bread or you roast something. Can you be mevashel that? Now this is talking about a davar yavish. By davar yavish, we said everyone holds the name bishul achar bishul. That's a mishnah. Kuf mem hei mevayz and Shabbos. So the question is, does that principle that ain bishul achar bishul, the davar yavish, apply even by bishul achar afir, bishul achar tzli? The Mordechai in Shabbos quotes Rabbi Elazar Mimetz, the Sefer Yireim, who holds that bishlach afir, bishlach atzli is not like bishlach abishol. Ain bishlach abishol, but zokti yireim yesh bishlach afir, yesh bishlach atzli. So if you take a piece of bread and you put it into a kli rishon, you put it into a pot that's on the fire, you'll violate the isra bishol on Shabbos, claims the Yireim. How does he know this? He says, I know it from the Gemara in Pesachim, actually. We're going to see it later in Mitzvah Shem. Akuvdas Vavam Eveis, there's a whole sugya about this. But just briefly, the sugya in Pesachim on Daf Mem Aleph talks about whether you can be yotzi with matzah that's cooked, matzah mevushelis. So the Braisa says you can't be yotzi with matzah mevushelis. Zokti Yireim, what do you see from that? The matzah mevushelis, you took a matzah afuya, a matzah that was baked, and now you cook it. So apparently bishul is mevatel the shame afuy. We don't look at this as a matzah. The matzah is supposed to be afuya, but bishul is mevatel the shame afuy. So it doesn't have a shem matz anymore, so that's why you can't be yotzei. So he says, if bishul is mevatel the shem afiyah, so yesh bishul achar afiyah. Ain bishul achar bishul means once it's mevushul, you're not creating the shem bishul, it's already been created. But if yesh bishul achar afiyah, if you can be mevatel the shem afiyah in a matzah, to the extent that you can't be yotzei with matzah mevushelas, so that must prove that yesh bishul achar afiyah, that the bishul is mevatel the shem afiyah, so on Shabbos as well, you should violate the malach of bishul if you mevashel something that's awful. Comes the Rav Yoh, and he disagrees. He says, there's no raya from that Gemara. Because the Gemara in Brachas interprets that the reason why you can't be yotzi with matzah mevusheles is because be'inan tam matzah. That's what the Gemara in Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis is going to talk about. That's how we're going to get into this. Be'inan tam matzah, you need the taste of matzah. The bishul is going to ruin the taste of matzah. You're not going to taste the matzah. So it's not a din that the bishul is mevatel the shem afia. No, the shem afia is still there. But the tamatza has been ruined, says the Rav Yoh. So if the problem of matzah mevushelas is tamatza, that's something specific to matzah. But it doesn't relate to whether bishul is mevatel the shem afia. Maybe bishul dak is not mevatel the shem afia. So in Kol HaTorah Kula, when it comes to Hilchos bishul b'Shabbos, we don't care about the time of the matzah. We care about whether I did a bishul. So if bishul is not mevatel the shem afiyah, it's just as a special din in tam matzah, so then there's no problem with bishul achar afiyah in Shabbos. It's a special halacha, you can't be yotzi with matzah mevusheles, but there's no din of bishul achar afiyah in Shabbos. Okay, these are the two days, Rabbi Elazar Mimetz and the Rav Yoh, should be assumed that yesh bishul achar afiyah a raya for matzah mevusheles, that bishul is mevatel the shem afiyah, or should we say, no, bishul is not mevatel the shem afiyah, that's a special din by matzah that you need the tam matzah, and the bishul is going to change the tam matzah, even if it's not mevatel the shem ofui per se. So the question is, Rabbi Elazar Mimetz holds yesh bishlach afiyah, and he brings a raya from matzah mevushelas, but did he forget the Gemara himself? Gemara himself says it's a special din by matzah. It's not that the bishul is going to be mevatel the shem afiyah. It's a special din that you need tam matzah. So why does he hold yesh bishlach afiyah? Bishul is not mevatel the shem afiyah. So the Taz in Shulchan Aruch has a Meir the Gitaris. The Taz says, Rabbi Elazar Mimetz knew the Gemara Pesachim. But he says, that even by Bishul B'Shabbos, Tam plays a role. Be'inan Tam Matzah V'Leka is not a din only in the midst of Achilas Matzah on the Seder night. On Shabbos, Tam also plays a role. Because what's Bishul about? Bishul is about improving the Meichel, improving the item. So even if Bishul is not Mevatel L'Shem Afia, but if it adds a new Tam, if it changes the Tam, if it adds a new Tam to the item, so then you'll violate the Issur Bishul as well. In order to say Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul, Yesh Bishul Achar Afia, it's not necessary that the second Bishul somehow is going to be Mevatel, the first Bishul, the first Afia, the first sleep. No, even if it's Mosif another Tam, if it adds another Tam, so then that's also called Bishul, because that's what Bishul is about. It's about changing the item, improving the item through the medium of heat. So even if we'll say that Bishul is not Mevatel Afia, the original Afia is still there. Bishul did not negate it. It didn't cancel the original Afia. But the reality is, if the Bishul is going to add a Tam, it's going to change the Tam, it's going to improve the Tam in some way, so then you'll violate the Malach of Bishul, even though the Afia is still here. Because then you have two Tamim. You have the Tam of Afia and the Tam of Bishul, and that Tam of Bishul accomplished something in this item. So you can still violate the Malach of Bishul on Shabbos. What comes out is that it could be Rebbe Elazar Mimetz and the Rav Yah are really arguing about the nature of the din of Bishul on Shabbos. This Shaila, whether Yesh Bishul Achar Afia, Yesh Bishul, if Yesh Bishul Achar Afia or Ein Bishul Achar Afia, that Machlokes could be, what is Bishul about? Is Bishul about being misaken the ochel to be machshirit lachila, to make it edible? Or is Bishul about tikkun ha-meichel, improving the meichel? If Bishul is about making the ochel edible, so then ain't Bishul achar afia. Because once I've created the shame offering, I made the item edible, so the extra Bishul doesn't change anything. The Bishul is not mevatel the shame afia. So the shame afia made the item edible, and it's still here. Right? The shame afia is still here. So if the whole idea of Bishul is to make the item edible, once it's edible, no further Bishul is going to be machayev. But if the idea of the malach of Bishul is to improve the item, not to make it edible, but to be misakin the ochel, every tikkun, it's not just tikkun hamachshir la'achila, but tikkun ha'ochel in general, so then it could be that yesh Bishul achar afia as well. Even if the shame afi is here, but the Bishul adds a new time, like the Taz says. The Bishul adds a new time, and that Hosafas Tam is a further tikkun in the Meichel. So you know, it's not making it edible. It was edible before, it was bread before, but because you're adding a new time to the Meichel, so you're going to violate the Issur Bishul for doing that. L'halocha, how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Yud Ches Sif Hei quotes B'Shem Yesh Misha Omer that Yesh Bishul Achar Afia. The Shulchan Aruch is machmir for the Sefer Yireh. The Rama says Yesh Mekila, but no Abulahachmir. The Rama and the Shulchan Aruch are called both deis. The Mechaber is machmir, Yesh Misha Omer. The Rama says Yesh Mekila, but the Rama says that the minig is to be machmir. So what's the nafkemina? What does this practically mean for us, that Yesh Bishul Achar Afia? So the simplest circumstance where we'd have to be machmir is to put bread into a kli rishon that's on the fire. Let's say you're cooking soup on the fire. So it's called a kli rishon because that's the actual kli that was on the fire. So you would not be allowed to put bread into boiling soup that's on the fire. Bread, soup nuts, whatever kind of... Well, you know, let's leave the soup nuts out. Soup nuts actually might not be afia because the soup nuts are made with tigun. They're fried. So frying is a suffix. Is that called afia? Is that called bishul? If it's only bishul, then ain't bishul achar bishul. So leave the soup nuts out from it. But at least to put bread into the kli rishon. Now, who does that? No one does that. No one's going to put bread into the pot that's a pot of soup on the fire. That's not going to happen. But if you held the yesh bishul achar afia, then clearly that would be a problem. Right? That would be a problem, to put it directly into the kli rishon. The reality is that we're machner, that even irui kli rishon is dino kli rishon. Pouring from the kli rishon might also be a problem. So if you put your bread into the bowl, into the soup bowl, the empty soup bowl, and you pour it out from the cauldron of soup onto the bread, that would also be a problem, because that's like putting it into the kli rishon itself. But that's not too common either. The most common circumstance is where we pour out from the pot into the bowl, into the kli sheni, the secondary kli. It's not the kli that you actually boil the soup in, it's a secondary kli. And then you put the bread into that bowl of soup. That's what most people do. They'll put the soup nuts or the croutons or the bread into that bowl of soup, into the kli sheni. So the question is, do we have to be machmer for that? Do we have to be machmer, the Yesh Bishalach Rafia, even to put the bread, even not to put the bread into the kli sheni? Or should we say, no, to put it into the kli rishon, that's a problem. To pour from the kli rishon onto the bread, that's a problem as well. But to put the bread into a kli sheni after you've poured the soup into the kli sheni, maybe that's more calm, maybe that's more lenient. What's the din of a kli sheni? So that really, that's a topic unto itself, a very important topic. Let's talk a little bit about a kli sheni, and then we'll pedal back to this case of putting the bread into the kli sheni. So the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Mem Amid Beis says that kli sheni eino mevashel. The halacha is that kli sheni is not subject to bishul. The secondary kli, the kli that you didn't cook the liquid in, there's no bishul in that kli. There's only bishul in a kli rishon, or maybe pouring from a kli rishon, but not actually in the kli sheni itself. So Tosfos there on Daf Mem Amid Beis in Shabbos is troubled with the age-old question. And that is, maishna kli rishon mi kli sheni. Well, what's the difference? If yatzo lettuce bow, if the liquid in the kli sheni is yatzo lettuce bow, then it should cook just like a kli rishon. And if liquid is not yatzo lettuce bow, if yatzo lettuce bow, then it would cook even in a kli sheni. And if the liquid is not yatzo lettuce bow, then even in a kli rishon it won't cook. Well, what does it matter if it's the pot that was on the fire or the pot that was not on the fire? It's all a function of whether it's yatzo lettuce bow. If the liquid is yatzo lettuce bow, it should cook, even if it's in a kli sheni. And if it's not yatzo lettuce bow, it shouldn't cook, even if it's in a kli rishon. So what's this chilik between kli rishon and kli sheni? The Gemara says kli sheni eino mevasha. It sounds like there's some xeris hakosav, halacha moshe, we've seen that kli sheni is different than kli rishon. Why? We said cooking by liquids is a function of yatzo lettuce bow. So if it's yatzo lettuce bow, it should cook no matter where it is. And if it's not yatzo lettuce bow, it shouldn't cook no matter where it is. The Tosfos has a fundamental yisod. Tosfos says the difference between kli rishon and kli sheni is that kli rishon, because it stood on the fire, the defanos mechamemos, the walls of the pot warm what's inside. The walls of the pot are warm, they're hot. So because they're hot, then something inside the pot is not going to be cooling off. Since it was all made al ha'or, the dofnos of a chamin, and they're machzik chomos manaruba. When you have hot walls of the pot, it keeps the heat of the item inside much longer. Like sometimes they'll serve you food on a hot plate. Not a hot plate, but a hot plate. Right? You have a china. There's some a warm plate. You serve it on a warm plate. It stays warmer on the warm plate. So it's the same thing. The kli rishon. The kli rishon, since the walls of the pot were hot, so they maintained the heat longer. So that's why kli rishon is going to be mevashel. But in a kli sheni, the walls of the kli sheni are mekareros. They're not mechamos, they're mekareros. They cool things down. You put the hot liquid into a cup. You put your hot water, your coffee in the kli sheni, it's not going to stay as hot. The walls of the kli sheni cool it off. If you cook the coffee, you know, you put it in the microwave, so the walls of the coffee mug get hot, it'll stay hot longer. Says Tosfos, the chiluk between kli rishon and kli sheni is that kli rishon defanos on mechamemos, kli sheni defanos on mekareros. So that's why kli rishon is going to be mevashel and kli sheni is not going to be mevashel. That's Tosfos' yisod. The question is, what did he do? What did he answer? The question we had is, if it's yatzo lettuce bow, then it should be mevashel no matter where it is. If it's eina yatzo lettuce bow, it shouldn't be mevashel. So what? The defanos are mechamos, mekaros. So what? The question is the liquid yatzo lettuce bow, or is it not yatzo lettuce bow? So someone has suggested what Tosfos is saying is that in a kli sheni, since the defanos are not mechamos, the item is holech meskara, but mitzius, it's just not going to cook something inside. Even if you have a yatzo lettuce bowl liquid, since it's holech umiskara, it's cooling down, so it's not going to cook items inside. That's what the Gemara means, that kli sheni is not mevashel. But others suggest if it's still Yatzah lettuce, but it should be able to cook it. So what does the Gemara mean? What does Tosfos mean? Klisheni is not going to be Vashel because it's not Devanos Mechamos. So someone has suggested, the Rav had like this, Shimon Eider has this Svara, that maybe what Tosfos is telling us is that if the Devanos of a Klisheni are not Mechamos, ain't Derech Bishul B'Tach. It's not normal to cook that way. It's so abnormal that even the Chachamim are not going to be gozer. Min HaTorah, certainly it's not going to be chav. It's not going to be considered bishul. But if ain't derech bishul b'kav, we do find in some circumstances that something that's a shiner gomer from the normal way, it's completely mutter. And that could be the case of a klisheni. That it's not so much b'mitzias that it's not going to cook. Maybe it can cook. It's warm, it's hot. Maybe it'll cook. Yatzah lettuce, but it's still 110 degrees. It's 107 degrees. Between 110 and 160. It's Yatzah lettuce bone. But Aval B'Kain, if it's ain't there at Bishul B'Kach, no one cooks in the klisheni. They serve the soup in the klisheni. They cook in the Kli Rishon. So because it's ain't there at Bishul B'Kach, klal, it's viewed as a Shina Gomer, and once it's a Shina Gomer, even the Chachamim are not going to be Gozer. It's going to be Hekadon. This idea that the reason why klisheni ain't a Mavashel is because it's ain't there at Bishul B'Kach, so this could explain another halacha as well. We know the poskim point out that there are certain exceptions to this rule of klisheni eina mevashel. Certain cases where even the Gemara and the poskim talk about that perhaps there could be bishul in a klisheni as well. The most famous case is what's called kale habishul, things that cook very easily, things that get cooked very easily. Often very thin items get cooked easily, but that's a phrase that the post can have. What is called Kali Abishal? What's the example of Kali Abishal? So the Gemara talks about melach, salt. Salt can be mispashal even in a klisheni, says the Gemara in Shabbos. And that meant beza mebeza. Some explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about different types of fish, salty fish, maliach hayasham, koyas ispinim. There are different fish that somehow get cooked very easily. Kali abishal, easy things. Things that get cooked very easily. So things that get cooked very easily, whether it's the fish or the salt or whatever, we assume that they can be mizbashal even in a klisheni as well. So what does this apply to? The Gemara talks about salt, fish, but does it apply to other items as well? So the Mishnah Berurah says that any maichel that we don't know whether it's kali abishal or not, you got to be machmer not to put it into a klisheni. Because even though klisheni ain't a mevashel, but kali abishal can be mevashel in a klisheni. So if you don't know whether this is kali abishal or not, even if it's not salt, or it's not the fish that we know are kali abishal, it's something else, and we don't know if it's kali abishal or not. You got to be machmer, says the Mishnah Berurah. Don't put it into a klisheni. So based on that, the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Yud Ches Sif Hei, which we quoted just before, about Yesh Bishlach Afiyah, the Shulchan Aruch actually says the following. The Belezer Mimetz who holds Yesh Bishlach Afiyah, according to him, you shouldn't put bread even into a klisheni shehayatza lettuce. Why? Because the machmer, maybe pas, maybe bread is kali abishal. Bread, very thin, very easy to cook. Maybe it's kali abishal. Now, if it would be tough, it would be hard, he said, come on, it's not going to get cooked so easily. But bread is very soft. It's very, it's very easy for the liquid to get into the bread. So there's a suffix, whether it's kali abishal or not. Zok to shulchan aruch, if you're going to be machmer that yesh bishlach hafiyah, you've got to even be machmer not to put it into a klisheni, because it might be kali abishal. The shulchan aruch is that there are some that are matter to put it into a klisheni, because we don't know for sure that it's kali abishal. There are muses, some are makel even to put it into a klirisha. Why? Because some assume that ain't bishul achar afiyah. You got all the shittas from the whole gamut. Some say you have to be machmir yesh bishul achar afiyah, you shouldn't put the bread even into a klisheni. And some say that you can put it even into a kli rishon because ain't bishul achar afiyah. Says the Ramah, the minig is to be machmir, not to put it even into a klisheni, shayatza lettuce bow. Because we're machmir, first of all, that maybe Yesh Bishlach Hafiyah, and secondly, maybe pass as Kali Abishal, and it could be Mizbashal even in a klisheni. Okay, this is one exception to the rule of klisheni, that Kali Abishal could be Mizbashal in a klisheni. Yes? It's a good taina, but apparently we are machmer. For these chumras, we are machmer. Apparently he assumes that the shita of Yesh Bishlach Hafi is really the more appropriate shita. So it's not just a chumra, but the Ikar Adin somehow would be machmer for that shita, so he doesn't view it as a svek. Rafi. Pre-dried. Freeze-dried. No, so instant coffee is already cooked. So that's different. Isn't it cooked? I think it's pre-cooked. So if it's pre-cooked, then ain bishlach habishl bedavar yavish. That's not bishlach harfiya. Is it cooked? I think it's cooked. Yeah, so then it wouldn't be a problem. Yes?
Is there a nafkamina for the people say, or if it's derech habishl, or if it's...
Just, we're going to get to it right now, okay? So the first exception to klisheni is kalei habishl. The second exception that the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chaye Adam is Yad Nichbeis Bo. Till now we've spoken about Yad Soledes Bo. That means that the hand recoils. If it doesn't know that the thing is going to be hot, it jumps back. Yad Nichbeis Bo is a much hotter temperature. That's where not only does the hand jump back, but the hand is scalded. The hand will be scalded from that temperature. It's much hotter. So the Chaye Adam says that a liquid that's placed in a kli sheni, if it's so hot that it's Yad Nichbeis Bo, that the hand will be burnt, it'll get a kviya, it'll be burnt from the liquid, so then klisheni, of course, is going to be mevash. Klisheni is going to be mevash. That's the chayyad. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the chumar of the chayyad. But says the Mishnah Berurah, he thinks both of these chumras, the chumar of kalei habishl and the chumar of Yad Nichbeis Bo, do not apply in a klishlishi. They apply in a klisheni, but if you pour the liquid from the kli sheni to the kli shlishi, neither chumra is going to apply. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. He quotes both of these chumras, two exceptions to the rule of kli sheni, kalei habishl and yad nichbeis bo. But he says that these exceptions do not apply in a kli shlishi. He quotes a prima godin that says that in a kli shlishi one can be mekel even by kalei habishl, and we'll see that Rav Moshe uses that prima godin to make tea in a kli shlishi. Some are mekel to make tea in a kli shlishi. Because they assume even if the tea leaves, kalei habishl, they're very thin, but nevertheless, in a kli shlishi, we assume that there's no problem. No problem with kalei habishl, no problem with yad nichbeis bo. So the question is, why should there be no problem of kalei habishl and yad nichbeis bo in a kli shlishi? If the whole point is that these items get cooked more quickly, so then, as long as it's kalei habishl, it's yad soledes bo and kalei habishl, so it should get cooked, even if it's in a kli shlishi. If it's yad nichbeis bo, certainly in a kli shlishi, it should get cooked. What does it matter where it is? Why should these chumras apply only in a kli sheni, not in a kli shlishi? Rabbi Willig explains, he explained it in an article a number of years ago, but it was later published in his Sefer in Hilchos Shabbos. So he wants to suggest that maybe this idea can be explained based on the yesod that we had before. If the reason why kli sheni ain't a mevashel is not because of a mitzius, that even though it's yatzo lettuce bowl, it's not going to cook because the defunas are not machamamos, the walls of the pot are not going to be heating the liquid up, so it's not going to cook properly, but rather it's because ain't there a bishul bekav, so then we understand the two exceptions. The exception of kalei habishl and the exception of yad nichbeis bo, the reason why these things are going to be viewed as bishul even in a kli shlishi, even in a kli sheni, is because maybe it is derech bishul bekach. Since kalei habishl can get cooked so easily, so it's derech levashel kalei habishl in a kli sheni. Yad nichbeis bo, since it's so hot, it's derech levashel with yad nichbeis bo in a kli sheni. So if the yisod of kli sheni ain't a mevashel is that it's ain't derech bishul bekach, it's not a mitzius, it's a function of whether it's derech bishul. So kalei habishl and yad nichbeis bo changed the whole equation. It is derech bishul bekach in a kli sheni. But if that's the yisod, that it's all a function of derech bishul bekach, then you could say that if it's one step removed from the kli sheni, if it's only a kli shlishi, you not only took the liquid out of the kli rishon and put it into the kli sheni, but now you take it out of the kli sheni and put it into a kli shlishi. So far, people are not going to be mevashel. No one's mevashel in a kli shlishi. The yisod of the Mishnah Berurah that we can definitely be naked the kli shlishi, even for yad nichbeis bo, even for kalei habishl, that's because no one cooks in a kli shlishi. That's definitely ain't derech bishul bekach. So if it's ain't derech bishul bekach in a kli shlishi, if no one's going to cook in that circumstance, so then that's viewed as a shini gomer. And if it's a shini gomer, even if the mitzius, the item will be cooked, but since it's a shini gomer, the chacham are not going to be gozer, it's going to be mutter. So it comes out that if somehow you can engineer a situation that the soup bowl is really a kli shlishi, so then you would be able to put the bread into it. Even with all the chumras of Yesh Bishel Achrafia and Kali Abishel and the kli sheni, but if the soup bowl would be a kli shlishi, then perhaps you might be able to be mekel. So that's what we'll have to talk about. But if you use a ladle to take the soup out of the kli rishon, the ladle itself might be viewed as a kli sheni. Then when you put it into the bowl might be a kli shlishi, and then maybe, according to the kula of the Mishnah Berurah, there might be room to be mekel to add the bread, to add the matzah, whatever, to the bowl of soup.